Absolutely unbelievable performance. And a 143.74, he won his heat. It was the fastest of the two heats. And just to backdrop it, it's a semi-final of the World Ultimate Championships. All the best athletes in the world, of course, are here. And it's in effect a world championship. And it's just one of those unbelievable. It's the fourth fastest time of his lifetime. And, you know, just to reflect a bit on the run, he was always in a good, strong position. And then you were waiting for that strong finish off the last bend, and yes, you got it. And he just went there, and they had to let him go. So basically, 143.74. He won his heat. He was in heat two. That's faster than the American ran in heat one. Now it's all set up for the World Ultimate Final tomorrow in Budapest, and it's seriously exciting. Such a performance. Not even the fact that he won, the fact that he won in such company. This background to this is the 16 best athletes in the world were invited. They turned up, and amongst them, of course, the Finn Valley man, and running for Ireland and putting it out there big time today. So it was an unbelievable performance. Now we have to just keep it calm and get excited to a point for tomorrow. And tomorrow evening from 5 o'clock onwards, keep an eye on the television, because this is the first time that he has made in his career at 33 years of age a world final. You know, he's been very, very close on many, many occasions in Olympics, world championships, but on this occasion, against the best in the world, I mean the best in the world, on invitation into Budapest, he won his heat. Now we're ready for the final tomorrow.
Patrick McGonigal, he reminds me like a summer wine, a better by age. What do you see in Mark English that's different than everybody else? You mentioned 33 years of age, his fastest time. What's different about Mark English than everybody else that you've worked with down through the years?
Well, it's not just now. It's a phase of development that has now come to fruition big time, and the combination of training, of course. He's got an Australian coach now, Rinaldi, who that's working out extremely well. And of course, as I've mentioned on a number of occasions, has the benefits of altitude. And of course, he just flew in yesterday to Budapest again from altitude. He's been there since, you know, obviously when everybody else went off celebrating after him winning the European Championships, he was in the car to the airport, back into the Sierra Nevada mountains, and that's exactly where he's been in that lonely world, and that was the only place to be. And you know, he's just one of those unique sports people. You know, he's the greatest Donegal sports person we've ever produced out of this county. And there you have it. But it's not just been the talented athlete. It's about being the focused athlete, the intense, resilient athlete. And you know, come back on it again, Kieran. He was winning national championships as a senior athlete at 18 years of age. So do the maths. That's 15 years. So I mean, that's something else. And then we'll always throw in the line, and then took time out and became a doctor in through all of that. So it's certainly big time management. But it's, look, he's a one-off. You just need to know him. He's just a one-off. And that expression, you be the hedge on a race. We will probably never see the like of him again. But tonight he's in the world final. He's in the ultimate final. So let's see, can he add something to his European title?